All right, this is the matter of State versus DKZ. The appellant will have 15 minutes for argument since there is no appearance by the respondent. As far as you know, there won't be based on filings of briefs. Appellant may begin when ready, and please identify yourself for the record.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. My name is Adam Johnson, and I represent the appellant DKZ in this appeal from the District Court's denial of DKZ's expungement petition. This case has yet to receive an objection from any agency or entity or any custodian of records that would be affected by an expungement order. There's no red brief in front of you. And nevertheless, the District Court filed a 10-page memorandum incorporating into it numerous findings of fact that were not produced at the hearing nor anywhere else. This case is largely analogous to two unpublished decisions from this court in recent past, namely State versus JEH and State versus RPC, both also out of Hennepin County. In State versus JEH, the petitioner was actually convicted of a DWI offense. Nevertheless, this court reversed because of the district court's reliance on numerous references to the dangers associated with DWI crimes, generally speaking. There was no findings made in the district court in that case that sealed records are less accurate or less accessible. And the same with respect to whether expunged records are accessible among criminal agencies. There similarly are no findings or record facts to support the findings in this case. In State versus RPC, decided 1 year later by this court, the defendant in that case had pleaded guilty to underage drinking and driving, and the district court in that case equated the underage drinking and driving offense to a DWI offense, and for many of the same reasons as in JEH, denied expungement.
Counsel, again, here in your brief, you argue that there's no evidence to find that appellant produced an alcohol concentration test result of 0.08%. And that the district court erred in concluding that he was driving at a 0.08. But in the record, there is the tab charge that shows he produced a 0.08 reading. And then during the expungement hearing, the district court asked the defendant about the circumstances leading to the being pulled over by the police, and then the court at, I believe it's page 9 of the transcript, says, yeah, it looks like, so your client said that his tires touched both white lines, and that's why he was pulled over, and then the court says, yeah, it looks like it was a 0.08 reading, so you're right on the line. And then your client says, I don't feel I was impaired. And I explained what I did, and I didn't deny that. So given the deferential standard of review, the was it clear error based on the tag reading, which showed a 0.08 alcohol concentration, and your client's testimony at the expungement hearing for the district court to find that your client was at a 0.08?
Taking the tab charged information first, I would liken that or classify that as an unproven allegation. It was not proven in the underlying criminal case. The only conduct that was proven was from the appellant's own admissions with respect to the careless driving offense, and there's not a transcript in the record of what was adduced at the hearing to which he made both waivers and a factual basis supporting that plea. With respect to statements...
Supporting the careless driving plea?
I'm sorry?
The careless driving plea.
That's correct.
And the DWI charges were dismissed?
They both were, yes. There was an under the influence charge, and then there was the DWI driving with an alcohol concentration of 0.08 or more as measured within 2 hours that was also dismissed. With respect to those two charges that were dismissed, it would seem that his presumption of innocence would remain to this day and forever forward. He's guilty only of the careless driving offense. With respect to the statements at the hearing on the petition for expungement, there were two instances that potentially could be used, I suppose, to make a finding. One was through his counsel in response to the district court's question of what the alcohol concentration was. Appellant's counsel said, yes, that is what was reported. Not that's what was adjudicated or found, but that's what was reported. In other words, that's what law enforcement reported. In response to the district court's question, appellant himself, first of all, the court's question was, yeah, it looks like it was a 0.08 reading, so you're right on the line. The transcript then has a it's unclear. Appellant then says, I don't feel I was impaired, and I explained exactly what I did, and I didn't deny that. I was distracted for a moment, end quote. I would suggest that these limited statements at the expungement hearing without, you know, the Rule 15 plea admonitions, waivers, required factual bases, are insufficient to support a finding that appellant actually had an alcohol concentration of 0.08 or more. In the ASR case, which is discussed in appellant's brief at page 15, there's reference to a factual stipulation that the expungement petitioner in that case submitted. The court found that although there were admissions in that stipulation that could be likened to admissions of the underlying conduct, the court found those were more to provide the district court context. I think at most the statements that were made at the expungement hearing in this case were to provide context, not to make factual admissions to a specific alcohol concentration.
And there was no evidence presented by the state regarding the circumstances of the traffic violation or the alcohol test that was administered at the time of the by the officer?
That's correct. And just to be clear, is Your Honor talking about at the expungement
hearing? At the expungement hearing.
That's correct. Yeah, there was no evidence produced whatever apart from the appellant's statements on the record. He did not take the witness stand and testify. He was simply acknowledging or answering the district court's questions. And again, I think that further supports the argument that they were made to provide some context for the petition. I did my best to describe with particularity and detail the allegations of erroneous fact-finding that exist within the district court's order. I won't parrot all of those here. I think it's clear from the writing what the allegations are with respect to the fact-finding errors. I will discuss briefly, though, why I think that a remand with instructions for a expungement order is warranted rather than simply further findings of fact. Nearly the sum total of the district court's reasons for denying the expungement are premised on conclusions that the appellant committed a DWI offense, that he drove with a specific alcohol concentration of 0.08, and that he reflects, because of those two things, an ongoing risk to public safety. Once those are excised from the order, we're left with no public safety or public safety related reasons to deny the expungement.
Counsel, though, if we were to remand to the district court, wouldn't the district court need to analyze the nature and severity of the careless driving crime, which I agree with you that the district court focused primarily on DWI type offenses, and in analyzing factors 1 and 2, but on remand, wouldn't it be necessary for the court to analyze the crime that your client was convicted of, the careless driving, because that wasn't really done in the court's analysis in the first instance.
I don't think it would be necessary, simply because the offense of careless driving by itself is so unremarkable, and number two, in this case, there simply are no facts in the record that would create any kind of concern about the nature and severity of the crime itself. All of those concerns would have already been made by the district court. They were made. They just happened to be erroneous because they rely on the mistaken premise that a DWI was committed. There were no particular facts that were adduced suggesting that this particular crime had any qualities or circumstances associated with it that give rise to a concern that there are.
Well, your client did essentially acknowledge that he had been drinking, but he said he didn't believe he was impaired. So, well, I don't think that, certainly he wasn't convicted of a DWI, and I agree with you that the court's reliance on generalized assertions about DWI convictions and facts surrounding DWI-related crimes are not necessarily pertinent, are not the type of analysis that's required under the statute. Isn't it fair, though, wouldn't it be appropriate for the court to at least analyze the fact that he had been drinking prior to this incident? Well, certainly there isn't proof, you know, he wasn't convicted of the DWI. I think your client did acknowledge that he had been drinking when he says in the transcript that I don't feel I was impaired.
That's true. I mean, there's two remands here that could occur. There's the remand with instructions for further fact-finding, and another order, there's a remand with the instructions for the entry of an expungement order. I think that probably the most likely case is that it's remanded for a further fact-finding function and analysis, both because it is a close analog to State versus JEH, State versus RPC, both of which did remand for a further fact-finding and analysis. I'm reticent to say that there is, as a matter of law, no possibility that the nature and severity of the underlying crime could void an expungement order on appeal, so I won't say that. Perhaps it is best for a remand with further fact findings, but there have been decisions from this court remanding with instructions to simply enter an expungement order. In this case, the appellant was never convicted of the DWI offenses. His innocence with respect to those offenses is presumed. There are inherent disadvantages to the existence of records suggesting the commission of those offenses. That by itself, measured against a total absence of public safety related interests, places him one click above and therefore entitles him to an expungement. And so the request from him is that this case be remanded with instructions for the entry of an expungement order. I say that understanding it's more likely the court will remand if the court does reverse with instructions for further fact-finding and analysis.
Counsel, another way to put this is what is known as an alcohol-related careless driving, correct?
Your Honor, the record doesn't reflect whether inside of the factual basis at the plea hearing whether alcohol was admitted to consumption of alcohol. Careless driving by itself can simply be driving in a manner that is in disregard of the rights of others. It can be crossing over into another lane because that disregards the rights of other motorists and opposing traffic to travel unobstructed. And so the record just doesn't reveal whether this was an alcohol-related driving offense.
And the license revocation was rescinded?
It was.
And what happened there? The trooper just didn't show up, or the police officer?
The police officer, did not show up. The commissioner was unable at that point to meet its burden. They did not have evidence to proceed with the hearing. And so it was not on any other ground other than the commissioner simply lacked the evidence to proceed and meet its burden under the statute.
Okay.
I do not have any further remarks. I see that my time is almost up. If the court has any questions, I'd be happy to entertain them.
No, we don't, counsel. Thank you. And a decision will issue within 90 days.
Thank you.
That concludes our oral argument calendar. We have several non-oral cases that we'll consider at this time.